T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
With the hot temperatures, some are flocking to the beaches to cool off. Our Carol Dior, your reports about some of the changes that are in place now.
Although the New York State beaches filled up early, they really weren't too crowded because the allowed capacity was only 50% of what it usually is. The coronavirus rules were being enforced. And Diane from Freeport arrived with her 2 children, and she said people seemed to be trying, but it wasn't perfect.
I say it's a 50-50. You have people that are wearing masks, and you have people that are not wearing masks. You have people that are grouped together, that accompanied each other. Definitely, they're not wearing masks. And as far as social distancing, it's really hard to social distance at the beach. But I think as long as people stay within their groups, it makes it better.
And that's where the beach ambassadors came into play. George Gorman, the regional director of the New York State Parks and Recreation Office, said the ambassadors are on the sand reminding people to obey the rules.
If somebody's in the water, they don't have to wear a mask, but we ask that they maintain a 6-foot distance.
So on your next visit to the beach, arrive early, have a mask, and keep your social distance. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at Jones Beach.